What a good day to be gathered together as the people of God in this place and this time. Grace and mercy to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. A few years ago, a visitor walked into an art museum and he carried a jagged brick in one of his hands. He was walking with determination to a specific piece of art, an art piece that showed the crucifixion of Jesus. So there he walked, determined, and he found it. And when he found it, he began to beat on it with this brick, using the jagged edge to cut into it, to tear it apart. This guy was angry, obviously angry. But his action was not hateful. He was angry, but his action was actually closer to love than to hate. He was angry how the artist portrayed the crucifixion. The artwork was similar to this one here, and it's a different perspective on the cross. That's what the visitor took issue with. So traditionally, when you see a cross, we're looking up at Jesus, looking up as he looks back. But here, for a moment, we're situated above Jesus, looking down as he looks down with compassion on the world. And that stance, this visitor with a brick felt, was sacrilegious. How dare you place yourself above Jesus? For others, the stance is a little divine, isn't it? There we are, invited by the artist to look at the world as God does, looking down on his son who is dying on a cross, looking down at the people who crucified him. This vision, like God's vision, is hard for us as Christians to retain. It's difficult. I mean, as we look at the world around us, there's so much about it that makes us want to run away from it. So consider the news that we've experienced in the last week or two. You know, the threat of violence and war between North Korea and whomever. Think of the nationalism and the violence that we've heard about in Virginia. We hear these things, we wonder, what in the world? What in the world? And it's easy for us to want to retreat into a place like this, look up at the cross, remember Jesus, and just be there in a Christian cocoon and wait for when Jesus returns. How easy it is for us to gather here, leave that broken world behind. Forget about it. How easy it is to lose sight of the fact that you and I live in this world, and God has called us to be involved in his love and his mission. So how hard it is to look at the world like God looks at the world, looking down on his son who is pouring out his life for all in the world. Now, this is the vision that St. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, wanted to share with those first Romans and with you and me today. He wanted to share this story of God pouring out his life, of God drawing near to the world, not retreating from it. And this love, this drawing near, is what placed Jesus on the cross for you and for me. And as he was there, the religious leader said, "Hey, Jesus, if you are the Son of God, why don't you come off of that thing?" But Jesus stayed there. Oh, sure, he had the power to come down. But he was determined with the full heart of God to remain there. You probably didn't even need nails to keep him there. Jesus was determined to save you, to save me, to pour out his life for the world. He was not there to make a big deal of himself, not there to save himself, but to pour out his life. Now, this is what is at the heart of the story of God, a story that has everything to do with the action and love of God. And it's a story that comes to you and to me, not because you're mighty, not because you're virtuous or have it all figured out, but because, in fact, we need it. We're broken. We continue to reject what the Lord would have for us. And yet the story of God's compassion, of God's drawing near to you and to me, is a story that comes to us in very simple ways. It comes to us in the mouths of God's people. For Paul wrote, how are they to call upon him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without somebody telling them? And how are they to tell unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. So there we go. This is our calling. Paul knew himself in this calling. He knew his part in the mission of God of sharing the love wherever he would go. Now, before he wrote his letter to the Romans, he was determined to make it clear to Spain, which in the ancient world must have been quite a feat. And he wrote the Romans that he intended to stop there in Rome to visit them, to say a few words, but not a one-way conversation. That's not what he wanted. This super apostle Paul wanted a conversation. He wrote to his Roman friends, I long to see you that I may impart some spiritual gift to strengthen you, that is, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. Now, God gives each one of us a confession of the faith, a confession, a story that is used to encourage one another in this place, but also to encourage those wherever you might be sent. That's our purpose, to go, to share, to shine with this same compassionate love that Jesus looks down the world with. And so oftentimes I think of those fishermen, disciples. I mean, were they trained in public speaking? I mean, I do not feel trained in public speaking, yet here I am. And there they went, sharing wherever they were sent by God, using a simple message, a simple story. Come and see. Come and see what the Lord has done. Come and see what the Lord has done in my life. And this work was not limited to those apostles, and it is surely not limited to pastors, to teachers. Now, as the persecution arose in the early years of the church, the laity were scattered across the earth. The apostles, many of them, remained in Jerusalem, and that's where they would die as martyrs for the faith. And yet, the people of God dispersed. And as they went, wherever they went, they shared the story, the testimonies, the truth of God's love, God's grace. And yes, their words were simple, but they were personal. Paul writes, the word is near you, in your mouth, in your heart. Dear friends, God has chosen you to be part of his mission, wherever you are and wherever you might be sent. Now, this mission cannot be reduced to a formula. I cannot tell you what to say. It's too personal for such things. So I ask you to contemplate, how has Jesus made a difference in my life? What have I noticed of God? What do I see the scriptures saying? And then go, share. And then week after week, as you and I gather in this place, let us continue to look up at Jesus, who poured out his life for you and for me. And let us also, with the mind of God, look down on Jesus and see just how much the Lord loves you and this world of his. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard you and keep you sure in the faith, now and forevermore. Amen. Now, dear friends,